Near the end of the 1700s, New Orleans became a safe haven for the Irish fleeing English persecution. And since those fateful days, Irish culture has become an integral part of New Orleans. The food, the traditions, and of course, the dancing. Started over a decade ago, the Ryan School of Irish Dance has continued to build a legacy of Irish dancing in New Orleans. And we are talking with Sarah Taylor and Rachel Martin about what that legacy entails. So thanks, Rachel and Sarah, for coming in.
Thanks for having us.
Say, what schools do you both go to?
I go to Deschenes High School.
And I go to Ursuline Academy.
So this was something that I think anyone who dances know about, that you often support a lot of each other while you're dancing. How do you feel like you support each other as you're going through the dance routines or practice and such?
Especially at competitions, like, I'll always say good luck, good job, and I'll always make an effort to watch everyone. So that gives a sense of support. And then at class, we're all pretty much dead, so we kind of got to pull together.
Oh, yeah. I would actually compare dancing to kind of like an individual sport the same way that like swimming or tennis might be. A lot of times, if you're doing solo dancing, you're competing by yourself, and you really have to focus on, okay, I'm going to put forth everything that I can do, and I can't really focus on what the competition is doing, or else I'll psych myself out. But if you're doing like a performance or partner dances, that's when you really need to be like, okay, I'm dealing with another person here, and this is when we actually have to work it as a team, instead of just focusing on what I myself is doing, which can be kind of hard. Mm-hmm. Don't you think it's hard to like kind of switch out of that mindset?
Yeah.
Because we've always been taught when we're dancing in competition that you're never supposed to let the judge not be able to see you. You're always supposed to,
always be in front of the other person.
Yeah, if the competitor tries to cut in front of you, you cut in front of them. You don't let yourself not be seen. And it can be hard to do it sometimes because the person that you're dancing with is not doing the same choreography as you. You're dancing completely different choreographies, mm-hmm. and neither you two have never met before. And the judge also doesn't know what type of dancing that you're doing. They're judging you based solely on technique and not on any sort of choreography. And so you don't know what direction they might be going, and you don't know if they're going to do a leap or a turn. You don't know if they're suddenly going to accidentally kick you in the face.
Yeah.
So when you're performing for fun versus performing for competition, how does that change kind of your style when you go out on stage?
Well, first of all, spray tans, wigs, like full on. But that's for competition. And also you have a different mindset going into a competition.
Oh, yeah, totally.
Because you're there to like, you want to win, you want to place, you want to get a trophy. And for performances, it's a lot more laid back. You just put your hair up. You put a little light makeup on, put shoes on, and you're good to go.
Get
so
out
it's
there.
Not full everything when you do more performance.
No. And there's no stress. I personally am not very good under pressure, so at competition, I get very stressed out.
I can imagine.
And if I'm doing a performance, there's always like, if I mess up, I have the confidence of knowing that people in the audience will not know that I've messed up.
But so at a competition, if you mess up, everybody knows.
Wow.
That's really terrible.
We'll talk about the competitions that are coming up Memorial Day, so that way we can kind of get some of that information as well.
The Ryan School of Irish Dance is having a double fesh coming up. And the word fesh is Gaelic actually for festival, but here in the United States, it's used by the Irish dance community to mean competition.
Thank you guys so much for coming
in. Thank you.
And come and dance if you want. Come sign up for lessons.
Wait, how do they sign up for lessons? Tell them this.
You go to our website. Or on our Facebook page.
Ryan School of Dance.
Ryan School of Irish Dancing, located in New Orleans, Louisiana, and also in Lafayette.
To find out more about Irish dancing as well as sign up for classes, you can go to irishdancelouisiana.com or you can follow the Ryan School of Irish Dance on Facebook. You will also see their fesh on Memorial Day weekend, May 27th and 28th at the New Orleans Airport Hilton. For WWNO and NOLA-V, this has been Kelly Crawford,
Sarah Taylor,
and Rachel Martin.